This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to WHL This Week Radio Edition. Ahead, we'll profile another top prospect for the 2014 NHL Entry Draft. Branded Wheat Kings forward Jace Hauerluck will join us in moments. WHL has released its latest scholarship numbers for graduate players. Roger Castle is the WHL's Director of Education Services. He'll stop by to break it down for us. And the Denny's WHL Player of the Week is Everett Silvertip's 20-year-old Josh Winquist. He'll come in to close out the show. After an outstanding rookie season in Brandon, Wheat Kings forward Jace Hauerluck is poised to be a top NHL draft choice next summer. Bruce Lubke has more.
Well, Jace, one of the Wheat Kings eligible for the 2014 NHL draft, joining us. And Jace, for you, a decent start to the 2013-14 season so far. You're averaging about a point per game, which is a little above the pace that you had as a rookie a year ago. Your thoughts on how things have gone so far this year?
Yeah, it's been a little bit of a slow start, but I think things are coming into groove right now, and I think the lines are getting set and the chemistry is beginning to show, and I think we're picking up the pace.
Your 16-year-old year probably saw a little more action than some 16-year-olds might in the Western Hockey League. What kind of a benefit do you feel like you had from being able to play as much as you did?
Yeah, I know the coach last year for the Wheat Kings, too, he played me in a lot of key situations, the final minutes of games, 4-on-4 situations, which I think helped me as a player develop in this league. As a 16-year-old, you usually don't get a lot of that playing time, and for us to have a young team, and I'm given those opportunities, I took full advantage of, and I think it just made me better as a player.
Of course, a little change behind the bench. Kelly McCrimmon back behind the bench for Brandon. What have you noticed early in this year that's maybe a little bit different? Is it more a bit of attention to detail for you?
Yeah, for sure. No, he's a very good coach. He's a hard-nosed coach. He's on you if you're going to do something wrong, but he's right behind you if you're doing something right, which is great. He's going to make you better as a player.
Jace, you had the opportunity to go to the Yvonne Halinka tournament to help Canada win gold at that event this past summer in August. And I know when I talked to you at the time, you talked about what an opportunity it was to have that chance to go wear the red and white and represent your country.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. It's always been a dream of mine, and for me for it to actually happen was unbelievable. Just to spend it with such a great group of guys down there too was awesome, and to come out winning that tournament was tough to describe the feeling, but it was awesome.
Probably played more of a physical role, maybe more of an energy line with Team Canada than you might here in Brandon. Do you find that maybe it made you more of a well-rounded player here in your sophomore season?
Yeah, for sure. I think I developed a lot of different parts of my games down there, coming into Brandon now, working on a defensive game and just my angles and everything, and I think I've just become a well-rounded player ever since.
You're on the NHL Central Scouting Service's watch list to open up the season, which of course gives you an idea of where you kind of might sit for the 2014 NHL draft. You did have a couple of teammates in Ryan Pollock, that Eric Royan got drafted a year ago, and went through the same process as far as experiencing a draft year as you play with the Wheat Kings. Have you sought any kind of advice on maybe how to handle this year as you go through that same kind of year?
Oh, I think just focus on the season ahead of myself, and don't worry too much about the draft, and it'll all take care of itself.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Well, the Western Hockey League announcing that former players received 305 scholarships through the WHL education program. To talk more about it is Roger Castle. He's the Director of Education Services with the WHL. Roger, break down the numbers for us here for this year.
169 of 305 Western Hockey League recipients are furthering their education while playing elite hockey in Canadian universities. John, that's in addition to those 305 we just mentioned. So that's really important, and it's really significant, I think, that the Canada West universities, certainly in all across Canada, but certainly Canada West schools get the vast lion's share of our graduates, and we're happy about that. But in particular, CIS across Canada are great numbers, and we're proud of that.
You know, and there are people out there that aren't aware of the education program that the WHL and the 22 member clubs offer. So maybe, Roger, break that down for us.
Well, for every year that a boy plays in the Western Hockey League, he receives one year of scholarship funding, tuition, compulsory fees, and books and textbooks to Canadian university of his choice. Now, in the case of the American players, they are funded to a state, a publicly funded school in their home state as well. So it's a guaranteed scholarship. We refer to it as a guarantee because there's nothing that can take it away from them. And it's in the bank, as my predecessor used to say.
Yeah, and Roger, all 22 member clubs are in on this, and it's the guidelines set down by the WHL, and they're all followed as well.
All 22 clubs follow the same guideline, John, with respect to administering and handing out those scholarships, where one player signs with a standard player agreement in Brandon, the same thing happens in Portland. It's administered in the same way, and he's afforded the same luxuries and the same scholarship funding that any boy would have when he signs a standard player agreement in any franchise and in throughout the league.
I know, Roger, you're relatively new with the WHL in your capacity as the Director of Education Services, and I'm sure you do field questions, and there's always concern, you know, former players and as well parents that want more information. How do they get in touch with you? How do they reach you?
They're welcome to call me at my office number at the league office or on my cell phone number, which is all information available on the website. And yes, I do field lots of calls, John, from many people, many former players as well, lots of parents, and I'm happy to deal with the parents because they're certainly acting in the best interest of their sons. So I'm happy to field those questions again.
Roger, great stuff. Always good to hear the education numbers when they come out, and 305 former players benefiting this year. Thanks for your time here on WHL This Week.
My pleasure, John. Thanks very much.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
What a weekend for Everett Silvertips overage forward Josh Winquist. 7 points in 2 games and a Denny's WHL Player of the Week award. Travis Huntington sat down with him.
Well, Josh, obviously 2 exciting hockey games for the Silvertips. A lot of goals being scored, and you were in on a lot of them there with 7 points in 2 games.
Yeah, it was kind of good that everything just went in for us. You know, we didn't get too many shots, but luckily we were putting the puck in the net.
Well, and there's not many games for this team anyway this season that have gone that way. To have it happen on back-to-back nights, it was pretty crazy, and you guys found a way to get the job done both times.
Yeah, it's a little different from the games we're used to, but if it's going in, just keep shooting and hope for the best.
Well, and for you, Josh, obviously fifth year now in the league, all with this Everett organization, and seems like you definitely, you know, in your own career have come a long way now. You're that go-to type guy, your leading scorer on this team. Does it feel like you've developed a lot over the years?
You know, last year it really helped me a lot, being a go-to guy more than ever before. So, you know, every year you're a little bit better and stronger, and, you know, coach relies on you a bit more, and I love my new role.
What changes for you out there, Josh? Is the game slowed down? Do you just feel more comfortable? Is it a little bit of everything?
I think you just get more comfortable, and every year you're bigger and stronger, so that helps. But mostly just getting comfortable with the league and guys around you.
Well, and you're a guy, Josh, so creative with the puck. You know, you try to combine the vision and the shot and all that type of stuff. What is it with the offensive instincts? Is it something that you've always had? Is it something that you've worked on?
You know, when I was little, I couldn't really skate. I'd have to try and beat the same guy 3 times because I just could not skate. And, you know, playing at the outdoor rink every single day growing up helped a lot. So it's kind of where it came from.
I know it's got to be pretty fun for you right now, the success that this team is having after a couple of lean years here. I mean, for your last year in the league, how much fun is this right now?
Oh, you couldn't ask for anything better. We're off to a great start. We just got to keep her going.
Well, and because it is pretty early in the season, there's a lot of work yet to be done here. What are some of the things this team's talking about? What are some of the goals that maybe you've got in mind?
You know, we're in probably the toughest division in the league, so you got to try and win the division to get a first-place seed or a second-place seed. You know, every team's good, and you just got to battle.
All right, thanks a lot for the time, Josh. Congratulations on Player of the Week.
Thank you.
Hey, that's the show. Thanks to our guests as well. Special thanks to both Bruce Lupke and Brandon, and Travis Huntington and Everett for their contributions. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.